My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
There's always been a quiet place to harbor you and me.
Our love is like a ship on the ocean.
If the 2:30 ferry to the Vineyard out of New Bedford is rocking, don't come a knocking, because it is Mr. and Mrs. City Wiggins on the way to the Vineyard later on today. Little bit of breaking Red Sox news, which will please Curtis Scheim.
That is correct, Greg.
Looks like we will see, barring any unforeseen roadblocks, we will see Tristan Cassis in the lineup, or at least activated this evening in Baltimore.
That is correct. Per Chris Cotillo of Mass Live, Cassis expected to be activated for the Red Sox in Baltimore tonight.
Do you think he rushed it?
Might have.
Pump the brakes, Tristan.
Yeah, yeah. Wait. September 1st is right around the corner. You can wait on that.
Well, Bradford doesn't have to take any medicine this morning.
Okay. Gerard Mayo has spoken. And what he has said about a potential quarterback competition heading into week one of the season is of interest, and we will get to that in just a moment. This is John from Connecticut. Hello, John.
Hey, good morning, fellas.
What's up, John?
Well, I, like Wiggy, I get motion sickness very easy, and that's a high-speed ferry taking on New Bedford.
Yeah.
And with choppy waves. I did that to Block Island. It wasn't pretty. You may want to consider going out of Woods Hole. I know you're trying to beat the Falmouth Road Race and all that. Maybe it's going to be less participation because of the weather. But the Woods Hole ferry is like 20 minutes. It's so quick.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to deal with some traffic, but it's better than chucking over the side.
Yeah, well, he's probably either way. I mean, the swells are, we're talking world record-breaking swells.
Yeah, predicted. The swells are going to be popping off.
Yeah.
And I thought the weather's supposed to be nice this weekend.
The weather's nice. The ocean is... Sometimes is angry.
Ernesto is angry.
You are encountering an angry ocean today, and on Sunday it's going to be even worse.
And can I give you another recommendation? Uh-huh. No crab nachos, no matter how good they are, right before boarding.
All right, well,
that was almost all over Courtney.
If they're as good as the Tipsy Seagull, I don't know if I can do it.
Was that the craziest thing, seeing Wiggy? The boat is right there. He's been talking all day about motion sickness, and he's inhaling crab nachos.
They put them right in front of him. Yes, what do you expect him to do, Curtis?
And I don't eat seafood, but you couldn't even taste the crab.
They didn't really have time to be tasted.
It was more of like a cream cheese
it was crab rangoon type nachos.
Yes, right. Yes. With duck sauce on it, other little,
it was pretty good.
Now that we mention this, I've been wanting to address this very briefly with Wiggy. You rip Greg and anybody who is a boneless tender guy as a fraud.
Yeah,
right?
I don't. Yeah,
they don't have wings. They're not real.
Yes.
What's your favorite Chinese food appetizer?
Boneless spare ribs.
Oh,
completely different.
Right. Makes sense.
Fraud.
Completely different.
How?
Giant fraud.
Huh?
Just like the guy who said, you're going to another one of those islands again this summer?
Yes.
That's very bougie.
Boneless
only
spare
bougie
ribs.
People. Where are you going this weekend, Wiggs? I'm going to the vineyard.
Going to the vineyard.
Yeah, you're gonna Wiggy's going to take a boneless bike to the vineyard.
Boneless spare ribs and spare ribs versus chicken wings, bone-in wings and boneless.
Right.
Two different things, though.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Completely
I don't know
different.
How, but I'll take your word for it.
This is Ben in the car. Hello, Ben.
Hey, guys, thanks so much for taking my call.
Of
I love
course.
Your show. I just want to thank you. We really appreciate it. I obviously want to talk about last night. I really echo what you guys are saying. I mean, the reality is if we want somebody to be a head case, spray the ball around and throw interceptions, we've already got Zappy to do that probably for about $1 million. You don't really need Jacoby. I also want to say that I do think that Drake immediately elevated the team. You actually saw a product worth seeing on the field, which we haven't really seen in some years. And the other piece I'm going to say is I want to talk to you guys talking about drafting, getting wide receivers. A guy like Brandon Ayuk, or let's just pick anybody, looking at May on the field actually makes us look like a destination. So I cannot see a reason to hold the kid back. Let him grow, let him improve, and let him grow our brand. But, thank you. Appreciate you taking my call.
It's not only our eyes. It's not only your eyes. It seems like the eyes of Jerod Mayo and hopefully Alex Van Pelt and Elliot Wolf et al. We're opened a little bit last night, and this is what Jerod Mayo said moments ago about a true quarterback competition.
Do you see this as being a competition between the two of them right now as to who's going to be, you know, the starting quarterback against Cincinnati?
I do. You know, we have three more days of training camp practices, and it's our job as coaches to evaluate, and the competition isn't over. They're still going to go out there, and they have to show not only their, you know, themselves and the coaches, but also their teammates. So it's definitely still a competition.
Okay.
Right.
You believe him?
I'm going to take him at his word. I like what he's saying there.
Do you think he went into last night expecting that, or do you think that his mind changed last night?
No, I think he went into last night expecting that because that's why Drake May was getting reps with the ones, right? You just don't give the reps with the ones to somebody where you don't have expectations on or potentially him being a starter. And Greg, you know, at one point in time, I've been in those meeting rooms as a coach before, and I know how difficult it can be to make decisions.
Right.
It was very difficult for you specifically.
Yes. There was a lot of moving parts at Brockton.
Well, you were forced to play a young quarterback.
Uh-huh. Well, he wasn't forced to. He chose to.
But he was the best player at the position.
He was. And the refs really didn't give you any favors early on.
No, a lot of moving parts. But
you had people working against you the whole time you were
always
there. Behind the scenes.
But I still help out because the new coach, I like him a lot, and I really have a lot of respect for him. So I go down there and I help out every now and then.
There's some freshman quarterback at St. John's Prep who everybody is talking about being a huge prospect.
Is the kid that used to, it was at Lawrence and then transferred over there?
I don't know.
Okay, but I think I know who you're talking about.
I just see a lot of mumblings about him.
I think he was at Lawrence or he's from the Lawrence area. But if you're in that...
I'm sorry, Bill O'Brien, you went to St. John's Prep.
Correct.
Let's get him to BC,
right.
pal.
Right. Well, you want to win the local recruiting. But if you're in that meeting room, and this is the discussion that I think that they're having. They got to be saying, why shouldn't we start Drake May in week one? Like, if I'm Mayo, that's the question I would be asking the offense. You look at how he performed in the sense of controlled the offense, had a good understanding. Why would we not want to start him? If we're calling it an open competition, let's now get him more reps after his performance on Thursday night, especially, he said, they got three more training camp practices?
Yeah.
And Curtis, you were right. Before they got to make a decision.
Right.
Let's start getting him some more reps with the ones.
I mean, the argument sometimes is that Elliot Wolf is inclined to do this the Green Bay Packers way.
Right.
And so then you have... Right.
But in that case, Brett Favre or Aaron Rodgers exist. Jacoby Brissett is no Aaron Rodgers or Brett Favre.
Yeah.
Jordan Love, if Jordan Love was drafted in the same exact situation and Jacoby Brissett was the starter for the Packers, my guess is Jordan Love plays his rookie year. The reason you're allowed that privilege of time is right. when you have a great quarterback. Mahomes sat behind Alex Smith. Brady sat behind Bledsoe. We're talking about Pro Bowl quarterbacks. Jacoby right. Brissett is a Pro Bowl guy, not a Pro Bowl quarterback.
Well, no other, just this year alone, and you could even go back to like last year, you know, a couple years ago with the drafts or last year. When have you saw a rookie quarterback get drafted in the first round and then sit behind a guy who's a journeyman backup?
Right. For the entire season.
For the entire season. The only one that I could can throw
what about
out there.
Mahomes? Who did Mahomes sit behind?
Well, he brought up Alex Smith. But remember, Alex Smith wasn't a journeyman backup at the time.
Consider Jimmy Garoppolo a journeyman guy when Trey Lance was drafted?
No, because Jimmy Garoppolo...
He had just signed a pretty big deal out
yes,
there.
Hurt. The only guy I can give you, and I don't know if you guys would agree with this, would be Tua and Fitzpatrick.
Okay.
That would be the only one that I could see where Tua was maybe, what was he, the fifth overall pick? And
correct.
Fitzpatrick.
Fitzmagic. Please.
Fitzmagic. But everybody.
That chest hair was immaculate.
Every other first round quarterback, if they're not sitting behind an established veteran who's proven that he can win in the league, they are playing. We saw it last year with Bryce Young and CJ Stroud. We've seen it this year with pretty much every quarterback in the first round who's gotten drafted, other than Michael Penix Jr., who's sitting behind Kirk Cousins.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would say I am shocked by this. 41% of respondents, we just put a poll up. Who do you want to start for the Patriots at quarterback week one against the Bengals? 59% say Drake May, but 41% say Brissett.
Say Jacoby Brissett. Really?
Which is high. I thought it would be like 80-20.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
So, I mean, there is so many people that have just been, they've heard the regurgitated storyline of how Drake May's not ready. He's not going to come in there. The team doesn't want to play him. If I'm Robert Kraft, there's nothing I gain from seeing Jacoby Brissett.
No.
No.
And the team is far.
You gain immediately from having a quarterback competition.
Exactly.
Like, if they. I don't know if they're smart enough to be doing it, but they're creating a little bit of buzz.
Right. The most interesting components of the Patriots since Tom left has been the quarterback battles, either between Cam and Mac and Bailey, or this right now. And now it's up to 40 votes. It was early. It's 70% say Drake.
But even with Mac Jones, like all the Mac Island people, what was the biggest thing that people used to say about Mac Jones to the people like myself who were anti-Mac? When he played well or he made a good play, the excitement level rose. Right. So that's what you're going to get with Drake May all season long.
On the offense.
On the offense.
Around him.
Yeah. So when you start to see Drake May play, even if he's struggling and he makes a couple good plays, you're going to be like, oh, this guy's going to be good. Everybody did it with Mac Jones. It's like, oh, look at that Mac Jones game against the Dallas Cowboys or against the Vikings.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll get that every week with Drake May, and you'll get people to tune in.
All right, well, coming up next, our first Friday chat with Patriots linebacker Jelani Tavai, who was our Friday guest all last season. He's back again this year, so we'll talk about last night and other things with him coming up. Right now, in Courtney's absence, Shime with what is trending this hour.
The Rich Keefe Show, weeknights starting at 6. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
The Patriots dropped their second preseason game to the Philadelphia Eagles last night, 14-13. Jacoby Brissett started the game going 3-for-7 for 17 yards and an interception. Drake May then came in, went 6-for-11 for 47 yards, added a rushing touchdown into the mix as well. One more preseason tilt left for the Pats against the Commanders a week from Sunday. Sox lose another as they drop this one to the Orioles 5-1. Pivetta gets the loss here, allowing 3 runs in 5 innings, striking out 6. But good news for the Red Sox. Tristan Cassis reportedly is being activated tonight in Baltimore per Chris Cotillo of Mass Live. So we may actually get to see Tristan Cassis for the first time. Sox and Orioles go again tonight. First pitch 7:10 with Cooper Criswell on the mound for your Boston Red Sox opposite Corbin Burns. You can hang out with John Lyons at 6:10 for the MassMutual pregame show. And then Will Fleming and Tyler Murray have the call on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network right here on EEI. And as always, on the Odyssey app. And Notre Dame has suspended its men's swimming program Thursday for at least a year after an external review found members of the team violated NCAA rules by wagering among themselves on results for their competitions and failed to, quote, treat one another with dignity and respect. Trending Now is brought to you by Cape Cod Lumber. What's on deck this season? How about a beautiful new deck and rail system from TimberTech? At CCL Homescapes in Abington, you'll see a huge selection of TimberTech products. Let the experts at CCL help you enjoy life from your new deck. CCLCO.com. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Thanks, Shime. 69 degrees, partly cloudy in Boston. Afternoon high of 78. High seas. Look out on the boat from New Bedford to the Vineyard later today.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Which everybody says before they mean offense. That stinks. That is nowhere near the original.
That's the Isley Brothers.
I know. I understand.
Howard.
I love the Isley
Ronald.
Brothers. I love the Isley Brothers.
AKA Mr.
Not,
Biggs.
That stinks.
Man, you don't.
Please don't ever listen to Chime. Don't ever listen to Wiggy.
You don't know music. If you think that stinks, Greg.
It stinks.
We might have to reevaluate your music cod.
It stinks.
I have to side with Greg on that. That
it
was
stinks.
Not a nice cup of tea.
Twitch loves it.
Speaking of music, I have a pair of tickets left to give away to you for Ripe tomorrow night in Portsmouth, New Hampshire. At the Cisco Brewery. So if you would like to go, simply be caller number 9 right now on the contest line, which is 617-931-0937. And you and a guest on a beautiful Saturday night in the summer will go to Portsmouth, New Hampshire and the Cisco Brewery.
Great
enjoy,
spot.
Have a whale's tail IPA or two. Some great food and a great band, Ripe. Shime and I love Ripe, and I think you will too. So,
and if you're a Boston guy, or if you're listening to us on 93.7, and you're commuting up, it's a really easy deal. It's like less than an hour, basically,
it's
from
close
Boston.
By. I think somebody in the Twitch chat earlier said they are going to see Ripe this evening at the Ocean Mist, where we do a pregame for the road show in Rhode Island every year. So they are all over the place, which is great.
Yeah, we saw them. We saw the band performing there the night the Bruins stunk the bed again. eve of our Whaler show.
No need to dredge up old memories.
Right.
Let's
move on. This is Steve in the truck. Hello, Steve.
Good morning, gentlemen.
What's up, Steve?
So, Wiggy, Shine, Curtis, and I'll add you in too now, Greg, because you also think the Drake makes it start the first week, as I do.
Yep.
According to one Andy Gresh, you're all idiots, because he's not ready. He is not ready, and you should not put him in there, and Fourier is starting to agree with him. So, I mean, I would have Andy Gresh and ask him why he's not ready, because he looked ready to me last night.
Yeah, we will do that. By the way, great job by Fourier on TV last night, pregame, as always. I shouldn't assume anything. I would hope that Gresh has changed his mind after last night.
Probably not.
You don't think so?
No, because he's going to go to the offensive line. You know, everybody goes right to the offensive line.
Okay, but again, if the offensive line is as bad as everybody thinks it is and is going to be, then what's the, so you put Jacoby Brissett in there and he ends up hurt week 3 or 4, and then you got to go with Drake May anyway.
Right, what's the diff?
I
think the people that don't want Drake May to start are people that don't want Jerod Mayo to succeed.
Do you think so?
Yeah, there's a common thread with, like, this anger, and people are mad, right? And I get it. They didn't do much in the offseason. They didn't treat Bill properly in the Dynasty docuseries. There is the right place. There are a lot of accurate and normal reactions that are full of rage about where the Patriots find themselves. So, if Jerod Mayo is successful and Drake May is successful, then the people that you're directing your ire at will no longer be worthy of it, and you put yourself in an awkward position. That's my guess. We still haven't. It's 9:30. We still have nobody that's called in with an actual good argument as to why Jacoby Brissett should start week one.
Right. And the whole Drake May could get hurt. Who would be more likely to get hurt at quarterback? Drake May or Jacoby Brissett. Because Brissett is more of a pocket passer.
Stationary.
And Drake May, he even said it himself, sometimes when my read's not there, I get out of the pocket. So he gets out, he gets into the open field, which he puts himself in a position. Even though he's a runner, he has more control of knowing where guys are coming from, and he can slide. If you're sitting in the pocket and your left tackle gets beat and you get your head cleaned, that's generally how you might get hurt.
Right.
And if you're a statue, you know, you're more likely to get hurt.
He got hit a couple times last night.
Right, but everybody, like, the whole, like, if that's your only
gripe
or explanation that you can give us, the we want to see Drake May, is your only thing is, well, he could get hurt.
Right. Then
that's not an argument.
No.
Like, every guy who steps on the field can get hurt. Give me a real reason on why you think Jacoby Brissett should be playing over Drake May.
Right. And I would also add a quick observation. I saw that Jelani called in, maybe whatever happened. But
what?
It looked like Jelani was on the line, then he wasn't.
Oh.
I would say that did you notice in the preseason last night, maybe it was just last night's game, the whistle is instant. Like when a running back gets hit,
yeah,
whistle.
I saw it on. I guess you're saying just when, as soon as there's contact,
like that. Maybe it's preseason and they're trying to do it so to curb. But like it felt. I don't know if that's going to be a new focus. If that is, it sucks.
It was pretty quick on that pass interference call last night on the Patriots, which was awful, that call. There was, like, minimal contact, Wiggy.
Yeah, I don't really, like the refs are in preseason mode, too, and I could see why quick whistles, you know, trying to keep guys healthy. You don't want guys to get hurt in preseason games. So I'm all for the quick will. I love the fact that when Philadelphia scored, at the end of the game, they said, you know what, let's go for two, so it's not going to be a tie game.
Where does this argument come from? Like from X-Bear in the Twitch chat, who says there is 0% chance that Drake May starts.
Well, give These us a call, X-Bear. I mean, I'd love to hear from you.
I think it comes from Gerard Mayo saying moments ago that there's a legit quarterback competition. Right.
Not really an argument not to start him. Why do you, like, so you, we might be nuts, believe me. I'm certifiably nuts. I've been to a mental institution. I get it. But I'm asking you why Drake May isn't starting. Not that people are crazy. I'm asking you why.
I mean, is it PTSD from the Mac experience? And there are some who think that Mac was ruined. And, I mean, he wasn't ruined in his rookie year. Right. Was he ruined in his second year? Is that what his... Drake May immediately going to need to start doing deep breathing exercises if it doesn't go well for him? I mean,
Well, but that was the coach and quarterback relationship.
And is PTSD post Tom Brady syndrome?
don't we feel like the relationship between Mayo, Van Pelt, and Drake May is going to be a lot better than it was between Belichick, Patricia, and Mac Jones?
Just in the way Drake May talked about Alex Van Pelt last night after the game makes you think that this relationship is already 100 times better.
Right, so that's not a real reasoning on why you think, as somebody who's sitting there watching going, Drake May should not start. There is not a person out there that can give us legitimate reasonings on why Drake May shouldn't be a starter week one other than he's going to get hurt.
Right. And X-Bear, if you're in the Twitch chat, you have time. You're not that busy doing whatever you do for a living. So, I mean, I would say give us a call.
Change my mind.
Let's do it. I'd love to hear it.
Listen, I'm a great bike guy, so my mind could be changed.
Right. I mean,
and I'm going to the Vineyard.
Right. You're going on a blue bike to a boat to the Vineyard today.
So
Wiggy can be changed.
You can change
easily.
My mind. Yep.
On the other side of the ball, we're waiting for Jelani Tavai to call. But on the other side of the ball, anything of interest to you last night? I mean, you're waiting to see who's going to step up in the absence of Matthew Judon. And,
right. You know, is there a chance we've seen Jelani in a position where he's kind of rushed off the edge? Are they going to look for somebody that can maybe be, you know, is that something that maybe he feels like he can kind of contribute in that role? You know, is getting on the edge and getting after the quarterback. I think it was the kid McMillan last night, and McCourty and Zoe talked about how he's normally on the inside. He was on the outside, made a good play. Is that something that we're going to see? So, but defensively, I feel fine. Don't you? I mean, look at the defense.
Fine. I said it earlier. I'll repeat it. The Patriots, Gerard Mayo, handled the Judon situation as well as you could.
Right.
He was handed a bad situation. Judon was trying to be antagonistic on the field, and they dealt with it. It was a couple days. They got a third-round pick for him, which I think is pretty solid. And the defense is going to be very good this year, I think, despite the loss of both Barmore for a period and the trade of Judon.
Well, it appears, based on his social media yesterday, that Matthew Judon's heart is broken.
Oh, God. F off with that. My heart is broken.
Well, you know, every guy that leaves the city now has to give a long message.
I mean, is his heart really broken? I mean, he wanted more money, and if he wasn't going to get more money, he wasn't going to play. Right. So what's his heart broken about?
I don't know.
His heart was going to be so broken, why didn't he just play here?
I mean,
it's a lot cheaper in Atlanta. No millionaires tax.
I'm paraphrasing the text, but I think it was, can you pass a physical if your heart is broken?
That is a good... That is the exact one.
Yeah.
And I would just say, if that works on you, then you are a rube.
Yeah, you could. Yeah, it's cheaper to live in Atlanta, too.
And expert,
you love the nightlife in Atlanta.
Music. A lot of good nightlife.
Magic City.
But no millionaire's tax. So, Junon, you're going to put a couple extra dollars in your pocket.
Right. Yeah. And expert's doing the emojis of the Twitch chat, still waiting on the call. I don't know. Yeah. Captain Accountability.
Maybe he's at work, so he can't call, you know, and he's on his computer.
That could be the issue.
Yeah. Big day at work for expert.
Listen, why don't we take a quick break?
Let's do it.
And then we'll have time, should we hear from Jelani Tavai. Is that him now? So question becomes, if that's him, do we wait on him? Do we do him now and then run late? Or I can't hear what you're... Jackson, just say it on air. I can't hear what you're talking about. What's the deal?
Jelani apparently overslept, and they wanted to know if we wanted to talk to Dietrich Wise instead.
Okay, well, why don't we take a break?
We'll talk about
we'll figure that out. He overslept.
Yeah. Long night.
Long night? What did he play? Two series.
Well, remember, the game started at what time? 7:30-ish? 7 o'clock?
Yeah. All right.
You know, 3 hours, 10, you get home, maybe a little couple, you know, food. It's 11:30, you're going to bed.
All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Remember rapping Duke?
Speaking as Biggie was of dreaming while in slumberland, this is Pete from Rockland. Hello, Pete.
Hey, guys. Yeah, I'm going to say that Mayo's laid-back attitude over there seems like it's rubbing off on people. If Belichick was here, the crying Hawaiian would be on the line right now.
Wow.
So Jelani Tavai would not have overslept and missed this show this morning if Bill Belichick was still there. Hello, Foye.
Hey, how you doing? Oversleeping, really? It's 9:45.
I know. I should mention that our Patriots preseason Friday coverage brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh, and by findmassmoney.gov. But it is not going to include Jelani Tavai.
No,
because,
not today.
He's overslept.
We would have swapped with you guys.
I know.
Willing to swap.
It's fine. Mm. Wiggy's into that, not the rest of us.
Lord.
We should give him you guys, is the Wiggy family into swapping?
No, not really.
I don't believe it.
No.
I think Willie would kill somebody if he found out that Mrs. Wiggins was enjoying the company of another man.
I don't think it would be a male swap.
I guess it depends on who we're talking about. Is it Beyonce or Rihanna?
Well, are we swapping,
Then again, I don't think she's in on Jay-Z and A$AP Rocky, so. Now, if it's Idris Elba and his wife, listen, she loves Idris, but his wife is kind of, you know, easy.
I feel like
the
that's
eyes.
A recipe for disaster, any way you slice it up.
You look, just,
by the way, it works out.
No. You looked fantastic on television.
Thank you.
Night.
Thank you. I appreciate the compliment. Early in the morning, man, you know how to get on my good side.
How young does he look, by the way, Drake May? He looks like he's 12.
Yeah, Drake May does look
My
young.
Wife was watching the post game, and she's like, who's the kid that's on TV?
Isn't it wild?
He looks like a baby. He looks just, he's 21.
Unbelievable.
He should still be in college.
Good insight from you, though. You were talking about Alex Van Pelt and the offensive line, and you were saying that if you can't block, then you can't run plays.
Nothing is going to work for them. Nothing. I don't care how good he is. I don't care how talented he is. Ask any offensive coordinator, and nobody wants to talk about the offensive line because it's boring and it's not sexy. We have to talk receivers, and you got this new toy in Drake May. This offensive line is horrid. Horrid. And it's going to be horrid. It's not. There's nobody coming to save him. There's not enough good talent. I don't care how many different ways you move it around. Mm-hmm. It's going to be the biggest issue moving forward. It'll delay the development of the receivers, the Ramondre Stevenson, Drake May, Jacoby Brissett. So,
you're smart, right?
Yeah,
you're
sometimes.
You know football. You're a very talented, multifaceted guy. Why? Why are they here with the offensive line?
I was thinking about that because I know you guys were talking a lot about this. Like, the one thing they screwed up on is they just didn't fix their offensive line issue. It's like, well, we'll fix it next year. Really?
Right.
Okay, so what if, like, Drake May ends up being, like, mentally messed up like Mac Jones because your offensive line, like, sometimes the issues that happen to young quarterbacks, I think, are, like, they can't fix them. They're just damaged, they're nervous, they're skittish, and they can't get over it. And if they do, you literally have to get, like, you know, a horse whisperer type of coach.
Yeah.
To come in there and, like, calm him down. Shh,
it doesn't seem like that's going to be a problem for him, though.
Right.
We have no idea.
So we knew with Mac, we were concerned when he was deep breathing every 5 minutes.
That was odd.
So I
Here's the one thing I'll say about Mac, though, Greg, is for wherever he was, I thought he was tough. I thought he was willing to take hits. I thought he showed a lot of courage, well, knowing he was, that he was going to get hit.
Except when he was crying with the high ankle sprain.
I would not deny it. It got weird. It got real weird. Okay, but in the beginning, weird. In the beginning, he was taking hit after hit,
right. Yeah.
Standing in there as a young rookie.
Yeah.
Like taking the hits and the damage.
So let me ask you this question.
I think he was screaming D's nuts.
Possibly. Could you recreate that in Hollywood, the Mac Jones story? It was so bizarre.
I would love to.
Like the first year he comes in, he has that great game against the Cowboys. They lose in overtime.
They should have won that game.
Unbelievable game. They make the playoffs in year one, middle of that year when we were at the Portsmouth Cisco. They were the favorite to be the one seed.
He dueled Tom Brady down to the bitter end.
Right. It's
basically it's a punchline.
It's the way it dropped off.
Because it's the relationship. And you know this, Foyer. If you and your coach don't have a good relationship or you feel like he's not there for you, you have issues. But I want you and Gresh to answer me this question.
Come on.
And we've been trying to figure this out.
10 of 10.
What other reason, or other than, he could get hurt, are you not playing Drake May?
I am today officially saying start him. Week
one. Good. Okay.
All right, start him. Week one. Hallelujah. Is that where you guys are?
Yes, yes, yes.
I was like, last night I was sitting there going, Jacoby Brissett is a problem.
Yeah. Right. What's he learning watching him other than what not to do in the red zone?
Yeah, he's a great, nice guy. And
the
He's a good veteran and, you know, a teacher and a great example of what it means to be a pro, but he's not very good.
He's a backup.
Yeah. Okay, good.
So hallelujah.
And if Jacoby Brissett is going to be delayed and suffering because of his offensive line and his weapons and his receivers. The receivers are horrible, too.
Jacoby Brissett is like a dead fish out there.
Oh, dead God. Fish. Dead fish. Listen, since I said that to Courtney, I think she's got a voodoo doll. I'm not kidding.
Oh, man.
I think she's a witch.
You got some issues?
I think she's a witch.
You got some issues there,
my back, Wiggy. Okay, I'm in the meds. I'm at the doctor. I'm seeing my doctor again.
Yeah, she's got one of them dolls.
Since then. Yeah, she's doing something. And I apologize to her.
Hold on a second. Wiggy is shortly headed to the Vineyard.
I'm going to talk to you about that, too.
508 texter says, I saw Foyer jump off the Jaws Bridge a couple years ago.
That wasn't a couple years. I haven't been there in like 4 years.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you did it. Wiggy should do it.
Oh, my 2-year-old has done it. Oh, I take my kids when they can.
All right.
I'm only doing it. There's a lot of people in the water's calm.
First of all, the water's always calm. Mm-hmm. And I feel like there's no current. Sharks. There is a slight current.
Yes.
But you will be able to. You got to be careful because if you jump on the wrong area, you'll hit the bottom.
Ooh.
So you got to go in the middle or you got to kind of slide your feet forward. Don't go ahead first.
All right.
Okay. Because you're not ready for that. Mm-hmm. But it's fun.
I know how to swim. That's not my issue. My issue is I don't want to be dragged out into the middle.
You would be dragged out into the bay.
Well, the bay is pretty far.
No, the bay's right there, and it's shallow. They rent kayaks right there.
And there's got to be a lot of people. If there's like 15 people, 20 people already in the water,
there's going to be some kid who's going to like come grab you like a lifeguard.
We need video.
Listen, there's a great little like chicken and waffles place right when you get off the boat. Okay.
Ooh.
You go to Nancy's, but you could tell, like, it was funny. I was listening to this. The difference between Nantucket and the Cape is very obvious
when
you go to the Cape, when you go to Martha's Vineyard.
Okay.
It's very obvious.
It's
urbanized now in Martha's Vineyard.
Okay.
Yeah, well,
it's like, right. It's
so you speak of my, I fit right in there.
Listen, the beaches, sometimes we'll have these beach parties out there, thumping, like DJs.
That's
like,
what I'm talking about.
You got to know where to go. I wish you would have told me. I would have cruised out there with you.
I would have went out there with you.
I'm going to go Saturday.
I got kids this weekend. Right. Get a lots babysitter. Of doctor's appointments.
Yeah. But you have a wife.
Why don't you invite me the day, like a week before,
kind of a
the
move.
Day before?
Leon
That's
is
my spot.
Well, our guy Leon has been telling me about it. I didn't know, so he told me about it. If I would have known, I would have gave you a heads up. Like, hey, I'm going to be out on the Vineyard. This is the time that we could go out there. It's go to
Nancy's. Ask for Doug.
Okay.
Tell him Foyer said. Oh. And there's a picture of me up in there. Right. I have a little table. Oh. Like, go ask for Doug. Go to Bougie. Nancy's.
Right. Oh. Where's the after Doug. Hour spots? Or is it go all
night? Well, it's a lot now. I haven't been done. Okay. I haven't done the after hour spot in a while.
Yeah. All right.
But go to Long John Silver.
There should be a road show in Martha's Vineyard.
Did Doug or Nancy ask for the photo, or did you just happen to bring that with you?
I was just minding my own business.
All right. Okay. Wiggy, you have one job.
What's that?
I know you have them in the car.
Yep.
Bring an 8x10. Put it up on the wall. Top of Fourier's photo.
On top of his photo.
I'm with somebody in the photo.
Oh, okay. Right.
You'll see.
I'll definitely drop your name. It's at Nancy's.
You and
Nancy's?
Doug.
Ask for Doug at Nancy's.
I will send him a message saying my boy Wiggs is coming out.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. I have a question for Fourier and everybody else. If you are not the most famous person in the photo, is it actually a photo of you?
Probably not.
True.
Right?
Good point.
Anyway, well, it's better than I have. So.
Oh,
well,
I want to say, listen, doggy prayers.
Pudge.
Yeah, Pudge. Like, very sad.
Oh, I got an update.
Turn the radio off when you were talking about
it. I got an update. He had another infusion this morning. He's still in critical, but he's resting now. Right. So hopefully, pray to God.
Well, if he needs a blood transfusion, we'll send Jackson over there.
There we go. He has dog blood, for sure.
Who did you say you think Jackson looks like?
Oh, he's the Happy Gilmore caddy.
This is the best.
Yes, he is 100%.
That's a great
comp. Looks like it today.
Great comp.
He absolutely is hardcore in Happy Gilmore caddy mode right now.
Yes, he does.
It's amazing.
A-plus for
you.
Yes,
like I can't stop looking at him.
That's our guy. He's going out to the topless BCB, Boston Common Boobs event.
Really? Right.
Yes.
So my favorite scene with the Happy Gilmore caddy is when he used the Ritz cracker that he had to spot the putt, and he just picks it up and eats it before he can even putt the ball.
Well, let's see if the guy will be in the sequel. So
he should be if he's alive.
Yeah.
All right.
Great show. Lots of guests.
All right.
Lots of guests today. Ian O'Connor wrote a book about Aaron Rodgers.
Wow.
We got Lou at 12. We got Wise at 12:30. Somebody. Curran.
Question for Ian O'Connor, to take it or leave it, but it was his book that famously had Bill thought he could win with any top 15 quarterback. Hindsight being 2020, does he want to out that person who told him that? Because I always found that fascinating.
Okay,
and Foyer is on our side now, too. He is officially start Drake May week one.
Yes, yes, yes. We'll see how Gresh.
I think it's the common sense side.
We'll see how Gresh feels.
Oof.
So,
give me a time for that.
Yeah.
Well, so 10, top of the show.
10 minutes past 10 or 50 before 11 or 110 before 2.
Have fun this weekend. Good luck, Wiggs. I need video of you on the boat, too.
All right, no doubt.
All right. Thank you very much for listening. We are back Monday with Gerard Mayo on this show at 8.
Remember rapping Duke?
Speaking as Biggie was of dreaming while in Slumberland, this is Pete from Rockland. Hello, Pete.
Hey, guys. Yeah, I'm going to say that Mayo's laid-back attitude over there seems like it's rubbing off on people. If Belichick was here, the crying Hawaiian would be on the line right now.
Wow.
So Jelani Tavai would not have overslept and missed this show this morning if Bill Belichick was still there. Hello, Foyer.
Hey, how you doing? Oversleeping, really? It's 9:45.
I know. I should mention
post-game.
I should mention that our Patriots preseason Friday coverage brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh, and by FindMassMoney.gov. But it is not going to include Jelani Tavai.
No,
because,
not today.
He's overslept.
We would have swapped with you guys.
I know.
Willing to swap.
It's fine. Wiggy's into that, not the rest of us.
Lord.
We should give him
a look. You guys, is the Wiggy family into swapping?
No, not really.
I don't believe it.
No.
I think Willie would kill somebody if he found out that Mrs. Wiggins was enjoying the company of another man.
I don't think it would be a male swap.
I guess it depends on who we're talking about. Is it Beyonce or Rihanna?
Well, are we swapping,
Then again, I don't think she's in on Jay-Z and A$AP Rocky, so. Now, if it's Idris Elba and his wife, listen, she loves Idris, but his wife is kind of, you know, easy.
I feel like
the
that's
eyes.
A recipe for disaster, any way you slice it up.
You look,
by the way, it works out.
You looked fantastic on television.
Thank you.
Night.
Thank you. I appreciate the compliment. Early in the morning, man, you know how to get on my good side.
How young does he look, by the way, Drake May? He looks like he's 12.
Yeah, Drake May does look
My young. Wife was watching the post game, and she's like, who's the kid that's on TV?
Isn't it wild?
He looks like a baby. He looks just, he's 21.
Unbelievable.
He should still be in college.
Good insight from you, though. You were talking about Alex Van Pelt and the offensive line, and you were saying that if you can't block, then you can't run plays.
Nothing is going to work for them. Nothing. I don't care how good he is. I don't care how talented he is. Ask any offensive coordinator, and nobody wants to talk about the offensive line because it's boring and it's not sexy. We have to talk receivers, and you got this new toy and Drake May. This offensive line is horrid. Horrid. And it's going to be horrid. It's not. There's nobody coming to save him. There's not enough good talent. I don't care how many different ways you move it around. Mm-hmm. It's going to be the biggest issue moving forward. It'll delay the development of the receivers, the Ramondre Stevenson, Drake May, Jacoby Brissett.
Christian, you're smart, right? Yeah,
sometimes.
You know football. You're a very talented, multifaceted guy. Why? Why are they here with the offensive line?
I was thinking about that because I know you guys were talking a lot about this. Like, the one thing they screwed up on is they just didn't fix their offensive line issue. Like, right. It's like, well, we'll fix it next year. Really?
Right.
Okay, so what if, like, Drake May ends up being, like, mentally messed up like Mac Jones because your offensive line, like, sometimes the issues that happen to young quarterbacks, I think, are, like, they can't fix them. They're just damaged. They're nervous. They're skittish. And they can't get over it. And if they do, you literally have to get, like, you know, a horse whisperer type of coach. Yeah. To come in there and, like, calm him down. Shh,
it doesn't seem like that's going to be a problem for him, though.
Right.
We have no idea.
So we knew with Mac, we were concerned when he was deep breathing every 5 minutes in
that
the meditation.
Was odd.
Here's
the one thing I'll say about Mac, though, Greg, is for wherever he was, I thought he was tough. I thought he was willing to take hits. I thought he showed a lot of courage, knowing that he was going to get hit.
Except when he was crying with the high ankle sprain.
I would not deny it. It got weird. It got real weird. Okay, but in the beginning, he was taking hit after hit,
right.
Standing in there as a young rookie, like taking the hits and the damage.
So let me ask you this question.
I think he was screaming D's nuts.
Possibly.
Could you recreate that in Hollywood, the Mac Jones story? It was so bizarre.
I would love to.
Like, the first year he comes in, he has that great game against the Cowboys. They lose in overtime.
They should have won that game.
Unbelievable game. They make the playoffs in year one. Middle of that year, when we were at the Portsmouth Cisco, they were the favorite to be the one seed.
He dueled Tom Brady down to the bitter end.
It's basically it's a punchline.
It's the way it dropped off.
Because it's the relationship. And you know this, Foyer. If you and your coach don't have a good relationship or you feel like he's not there for you, you have issues. But I want you and Gresh to answer me this question.
Come on.
And we've been trying to figure this out.
10 of 10.
What other reason or other than, he could get hurt, are you not playing Drake May?
I am today officially saying start him. Week
one.
Good. Okay. All
right,
good.
Start him. Okay. Week one. Is that where you guys
are? Yes, yes, yes.
I was like, last night I was sitting there going, like, Jacoby Brissett is a problem.
Yeah. Right. What's he learning watching him other than what not to do in the red zone?
Yeah, he's a great, nice guy. And
the
He's a good veteran and, you know, a teacher and a great example of what it means to be a pro, but he's not very good.
He's a backup.
Yeah. Okay,
and
good.
So
hallelujah.
And if Jacoby Brissett is going to be delayed and suffering because of his offensive line and his weapons and his receivers. The receivers are horrible, too.
Jacoby Brissett is like a dead fish out there.
Oh, dead God. Fish. Dead fish. Listen, since I said that to Courtney, I think she's got a voodoo doll. I'm not kidding.
Oh, man.
I think she's a witch.
You got some issues?
I think she's a witch.
You got some issues there,
my back, Wiggy. Okay, I'm in the meds. I'm at the doctor. I'm seeing my doctor again.
Yeah, she's got one of them dolls.
Since then. Yeah, she's doing something. And I apologize to her.
Hold on a second. Hold on a second. Wiggy is shortly headed to the Vineyard.
I'm going to talk to you about that, too.
508 texter says, I saw Foyer jump off the Jaws Bridge a couple years ago.
That wasn't a couple years. I haven't been there in like 4 years.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you did it. Wiggy should do it.
Oh, my 2-year-old has done it. Oh, I take my kids when
okay.
they can.
All right.
I'm only doing it. There's a lot of people in the water's calm.
First of all, the water's always calm. Mm-hmm. And so like there's no current. Sharks. There is a slight current.
Yes. Yeah,
but
that's
you will be able to. You got to be careful because if you jump on the wrong area, you'll hit the bottom.
Ooh.
So you got to go in the middle or you got to kind of slide your right. feet forward. Don't go ahead first.
All right.
Okay. Because you're not ready for that. Mm-hmm. But it's fun.
I know how to swim. That's not my issue. My issue is I don't want to be dragged out into the
middle
of the
ocean. You're not. You would be dragged out to the bay. You would be dragged out into the bay.
Well, the bay is pretty far.
No, the bay's right there, and it's shallow. They rent kayaks right there.
And there's got to be a lot of people. If there's like 15 people, 20 people already in the water,
there's going to be some kid who's going to like come grab you like a lifeguard.
We need video.
Listen, there's a great little like chicken and waffles place right when you get off the boat. Okay.
Ooh.
You go to Nancy's, but you could tell, like, it was funny. I was listening to this. The difference between Nantucket and the Cape is very obvious
now when
you go to the Cape, when you go to Martha's Vineyard.
Okay.
It's very obvious.
It's
urbanized now in Martha's Vineyard.
Okay.
Well, it's like, absolutely.
So you're speaking about I fit right in there.
Listen, the beaches, sometimes we'll have these beach parties out there, thumping, like DJs.
That's what I'm talking about.
You got to know where to go. I wish you would have told me. I would have cruised out there with you.
I would have went out there with you.
I'm going to go Saturday.
I got kids this weekend. Right. Get a lots babysitter. Of appointments. Yeah.
But it's
legit.
You have a wife.
Why don't you invite me the day before?
Well, our guy Leon has been telling me about it. I didn't know, so he told me about it. If I would have known, I would have gave you a heads up. Like, hey, I'm going to be out on the vineyard. This is the time that we could go out there.
Go to Nancy's. Ask for Doug.
Okay.
Tell him Foyer said. Oh. And there's a picture of me up in there. I have a little table. Oh. Like, go ask for Doug. Go to
Bougie.
Nancy's.
Right. Oh. Where's the after-hour spots? Or is it go all
night?
Well,
it's a little odd now. I haven't done the after-hour spot in a while.
Yeah. All right.
But go to Long John Silver.
There should be a road show at Martha's Vineyard.
Did Doug or Nancy ask for the photo, or did you just happen to bring that with you?
I was just minding my own business.
Okay. Wiggy, you have one job.
What's that?
I know you have them in the car.
Yep.
Bring an 8x10.
Put it up on the wall.
Top of Fourier's photo.
On top of his photo.
I'm with somebody in the photo.
Though, oh, so. Okay. All right.
You'll see.
I'll definitely drop your name. It's at Nancy's.
You and
Nancy's?
Doug.
Ask for Doug at Nancy's.
I will send him a message saying my boy Wiggs is coming out.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. I have a question for Fourier and everybody else. If you are not the most famous person in the photo, is it actually a photo of you?
Probably not.
True.
Right?
Good point.
Anyway, well, it's better than I have. So.
I want to say, listen, doggy prayers.
Pudge.
Yeah, Pudge. Like, very sad.
Oh, I got an update.
Turn the radio off when you were talking about
it. I got an update. He had another infusion this morning. He's still in critical, but he's resting now. Right. So hopefully, pray to God.
Well, if he needs a blood transfusion, we'll send Jackson over
there. There we go. He has dog blood, for sure.
Who did you say you think Jackson looks like?
Oh, he's the Happy Gilmore caddy.
This is the best.
Yes, he is 100%.
That's a great
comp. Looks like it today.
Great comp.
He absolutely is hardcore in Happy Gilmore caddy mode right now.
Yes, he does.
It's amazing.
A-plus for
you.
Like, I can't stop looking at him.
That's our guy. He's going out to the topless BCB, Boston Common Boobs event.
Really? Right.
Yes.
So my favorite scene with the Happy Gilmore caddy is when he used the Ritz cracker that he had to spot the putt, and he just picks it up and eats it before he can even putt the ball.
Well, let's see if the guy will be in the sequel. So
he should be if he's alive.
Yeah.
All right.
Great show. Lots of guests.
All right.
Lots of guests today. Ian O'Connor wrote a book about Aaron Rodgers.
Wow.
We got Lou at 12. We got Wise at 12:30. Mm. Somebody. Curran.
Question for Ian O'Connor, to take it or leave it,
yeah.
But it was his book that famously had Bill thought he could win with any top 15 quarterback. Hindsight being 2020, does he want to out that person who told him that? Because I always found that fascinating.
Okay,
and Foyer is on our side now, too. He is officially start Drake May week one.
Yes, yes, yes. We'll see how Gresh.
I think it's the common sense side.
We'll see how Gresh feels.
Oof.
So,
give me a time for that.
Yeah.
Well, so 10, top of the show.
10 minutes past 10 or 50 before 11 or 110 before 2.
Have fun this weekend. Good luck, Wiggs. I need video of you on the boat, too.
All right, no doubt.
All right. Thank you very much for listening. We are back Monday with Gerard Mayo on this show at 8.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man.
Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts!